Vayter and Chasrin Gedushin Daf Nunaf picking up on Nunamabiz Badabamanapiz. Second to last line, second to last word, Gufa. We left off with a statement, Rabbi, who said that anything, Kol She'inu B'zeh Cherzeh, Afilu B'vas Achaseinu, which means whenever you have something is not going to be able to work one after the other, meaning if I marry a woman, I can't marry her daughter, so then even if I did it B'vas Achas, it wouldn't work. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Kol She'inu B'zeh Cherzeh, Afilu B'vas Achaseinu, Eisevei Abaye, Abaye comes in, Efreks Akasha on that. And says the following, beep, turn the page. I said beep, I meant beep, nun aleph. Hamar b'maiser, perisav mesukanim, umaisosav, umaisos mikulkalin. We know you have to take off 10% of your crops. What happens if a person takes more than 10%? So once you take off 10%, then the remaining stuff is now mutter to eat. It's no longer called tevel. It's now tukan and mutter. The problem is that the extra stuff now gets messed over. Now you have to, let's say, 11%. You don't know which of that is the 11th percent. And that remains tevel. And now you've messed over. You can't have that. Va'amai, frektamar. Now, why would that be the case? Why do we even allow it to work in the first place? So am I, name it, let's say, Kol She'inu B'zeh Cherzeh, Afilu B'vas Achaseinu. So anything can't be done one after the other, won't work even if it's done B'vas Achas at the same time. Meaning to say, since if you took off regular Maaser, you wouldn't be able to take off Maaser a second time, therefore, you shouldn't be able to do it at the same time also when you're doing excess. It shouldn't work altogether, and therefore, everything should remain as Tevel. Even the stuff you separated it from. Amar Lei says, no, shiny maaser, this is l'chatzayin. Maaser is different because it can break down in halves. The Amar, if a person says, tischadish palga dechitita kacha. If a person says, let half of each of the grains of wheat become maaser, then that actually happens. So since that can be done, if somebody is more than 10% of his stuff is maaser, what happens is that really only a part of each of the kernel becomes maaser, enough for the but doesn't go enough to reach the 10%, but doesn't go above 10%. But when you're dealing with two sisters, it's impossible to marry half of each one. Therefore, they are both going to be no good, meaning not a marriage. But again, this was a problem. Vare Maaser Behema, the Lekalechatzayin. Maaser Behema is that when you have animals born in your flock, every 10th one has to be brought as a Maaser Behema, is brought to as a carbon. So we know there's leka chatzayin, there's no such thing, v'leka b'zeh cherzeh, and there's no zeh cherzeh, which means if I were to go and say that this animal, the way that they would do it is where they have the animals pass in between this area, and then the 10th one they would mark off. So I marked off a 10th one, and then I mark off an 11th one, that's going to be zero, it's nothing, leka b'zeh cherzeh, and there's no leka chatzayin, v'amer rabbah, so it's just a rabbah. Yatsu shnayim ka'asiru, let's say two come out as the 10th one, ukor nasiru, meaning two like flip, go through, and you say 10, so 10th for each of them. Asiri ve'achadasar moravim zebezeh, the 10th and 11th one get mixed up together, meaning both are now considered mekudosh, one is considered ma'aseh behema, the other is brought as a carbon shlamim, and each one of the chumras of each one of them, which basically comes out to show you that against Rabbah's own din, he's going against himself, because I thought you just said that whenever there's no zeh cherzeh, it's nothing, even basachas, it should be nothing also. What are you going to do with that? So like, well, no, shiny maaseh behema. Don't try to compare it to maaseh behema. That's different. The isei bitaus, because there exists such a concept by a mistake. The Tanan, as we learned in Bechoros, we will be Yizr Hashem learn in Bechoros. Kra l'chia asir, if someone called the ninth animal tenth, v'asir chi, and the tenth one ninth, v'lachadasar asir, and the 11th one tenth, then shlosh tem kadoshim, all three become kadosh. It's interesting, right? Because what happened is the ninth one, you say that's tenth. Now, obviously, that's not the tenth one, it's the ninth one. The tenth one actually is the tenth one, you call it ninth, so that's the tenth one, though. And then the 11th one, l'chadasar, you call it the tenth, then all three of them, shlosh tem mekudosh, and all three of them become kadosh. So since, in this case, that the 11th one becomes mekudosh after the tenth, and even Rabbah is going to be maskim, that if it happens, basachas, then it actually does something. So you don't have a kash on me. Frak the Gemara, hare toda, the less of a toast. A toda is, if someone wants to bring a carbon toda, because they were saved from something or something of the sort, then they bring, it's 40 loaves that come along with it. And what happens if a person has in mind that they wanted to do, they wanted to be maktish, the loaves that come out from darker flour, and it turns out they're made of lighter flour, then it doesn't work, because when it comes to a mistake, it doesn't apply. Hare toda, the less of a toast. V'les anami b'zeh cherzeh. Also, we don't have the zeh cherzeh. If you designate 40 loaves and then they're brought, Then you put another 40 loaves. The loaves, by the way, are eaten. Four kept by the quantum, and the rest are given out to whoever you want. So if you do a double whammy, nothing happens. If a carbon toda was shechted on 80 chalas, then, says Rashi, meaning hevi etzla leezer shmon, you brought along with it 80 chalas to the azara. You brought to the azara 80 chalas to come with the carbon. Chizki Amar says kadshe la arbayim mitoch shmonim, 40 of the 80 become kadosh. V'yachan Amar lo kadshi la arbayim mitoch shmonim, even 40 of them don't become kadosh. Really, nothing happened over there. But in the world of Chizkiyahu, we do see that even though you can't do zeh or zeh, it's nothing, when it comes together at the same time, 40 do work over here, which goes against what Rabbah says. Says the Gemara, 9. Lad v'itmar Allah, really there's no shaykhs here. Wasn't it said about this, the machlokas that we just saw, Chizkiyahu and Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan says it's nothing, Chizkiyahu is something. That Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Akom Odim, Kolichad Amar Kachi La Arboim Mitoch Shmonim, Kachi, Lo Yikdash Arboim, Ella Imkin Kachi Shmonim, Lo Kachi. And that is, he's saying that everyone's going to be maskim in a case where the person says, by the time of the shechita of the toda, the carbon toda, he says, let 40 of the 80 become kadosh, that they work. What happens if he says, lo yikdashu arboim, 40 won't work, elam kin kachi shmon, unless all 80 are, lo kachi, then it's nothing. Lo nechaku elam stam. The only mechlokas is in the case stam, where he didn't say anything about this extra 40. Mar savor, that's chizkia. He says l'achrayos kamechavin, that he had in mind that the 40 ones should be l'achrayos. If the first 40 they got lost or became puzzle, it should be like a insurance plan. Rashi says v'lo haya belibo ella al arboy, when he had his heart in the 40. Marsav Yochum says l'carbon gadol kamechavin. This guy had in mind for carbon gadol. Rashi says v'al kula haya belibo, his heart was on all of them. So at the end of the day, right? So now, since no more than 40 can come with the toda, it's totally no good, and even 40, and not even 40 are going to be considered muktash. Kum Tachais comes out that even Rav Yochanan is going to be maskim to which Rabbi says the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Chizkiyahu is only in reference to what exactly was the person's kavana when he brought these. V'rava alamale l'shenuye kirabba. This takes us all the way back to the beginning of the sugya, what we ended off with yesterday and started with today, and that was that Rava said that our Mishnah, that two sisters can't get married at the same time, comes to the principle of Rabbah, that if it can't be Bezeh Chazeh, it can't be at the same time as well. And now the Gemara is asking, the Varava Lamali the Shnili Karabah, why do you have to go according to say that it's going in the world of Rabbah? Tepak Lei Kiddushin Shemesir and Labianin. Why can you just say that this is a situation of a Kiddushin, if he marries her a second time, if he marries one right after? Pardon, this is not talking about the case of one after the other, but at the same time. There's halacha that in order for marriage to work, it's got to be something which is masur and labia, that you're able to actually have tashness. But in this case, it's not going to work because we don't know which one is really his wife. He's not able to have tashness with either one of them. Therefore, the marriage is no good. Rashi spells out the tape of glay, dafilo kidishel achas mem. If only you married one of the sisters, elo shalo pirish ezu, you didn't say which one, isle la rava, de enem kudeshes, it's not going to work. Why did the kudushin shane masur and labia, if kudushin shane to give him the bia, ain? Shane yodua, eze mehen, achos ish, I don't know which one is considered the sister of the wife. Vishamin and le la rava, da amr la kaman, kudushin shane marin labia, and a kudushin, when the rava is the one who holds, something can't be done, can't give it to bia, it's not considered kudushin. So why not just say that? Says Gemara, le devarav de rami bar chama ka amar. He's not answering for himself. He was working in the words of Rami bar chama. Rami bar chama wanted to learn out from the pasuk that says, straight up, he wanted to use that pasuk to teach us this principle that the marriage is not going to work. And Rav is saying that to learn that straight up really doesn't work. But if you want to learn it out from there, so you got to do a two-step shtickle over here. Start up by saying that a man is not able to marry these women one after the other. And then you could apply the rabbi's principle that simultaneous also wouldn't work. But according to Rav himself, in a chinami, he would say it's kedushin that's not given over to bia, and anything that's not given to bia is not considered a good kedushin. Itmar, let's jump into that world. Kedushin name is certainly bia, abai amar have a kedushin. Abai says it's considered kedushin. And Rav Amar, Rav Kamni says law of kedushin, it is not considered kedushin. We've seen this Gemara before. Yevamos. Yevamos we saw. Chaf Gimel Omer Beis. Rabbi says it's not considered Kedushin. Amaravar Bar Ahina Azbirali. Bar Ahina explained to me. When a man takes a woman and he has tashmish, meaning kedushin, mesir labia, have a kedushin. That's what we say. Then it's a kedushin. Kedushin. She has mesir labia, love a kedushin. It's not considered a kedushin because after we have to make that pasuk work. Let's try to figure out which one is going to make sense of your Rava or Abaye. Rava seems to be saying it's got to be given to Bia, and then it's good if not, then no good. Abaye says no, we're fine with that. So now, Sam, we learned in our Mishnah. Hamakadi Shisho Bita, if a guy goes and marries a woman and her daughter at the same time, or woman and the sister at the same time, Eina Mikudeshes, they're not married. Ha'achas Mi'isha Ubita, Omi'isha Va'achosa. That implies that if you're saying I'm marrying one of the two of you, either the Isha or Bita, a woman or daughter, or a woman and her sister, then Mekudeshes, that implies that it's going to be Mekudeshes. Hold on 1 second, because now it's not considered a Basa. It's not hold on. V'amai, but according to Rava, why should that be? Kiddushim is certainly being, and it's considered Kiddushim, that's not coming with the Bia, because you don't know which one is married. To if the Rava, that's not except for Rava, no? Amalek Rava, no, Rava will say back, V'litamech, well, according to you, Abaye. Let's take a little looky-looky at the Seifa. Ema Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa and see if it can work out according to you. There's a story about five women who buy and their two sisters, part of the five women. Velike Echad Kalkola Shaltainim, and someone gave a basket of figs. Veshelahen Isa was theirs. Veshel Shvias Isa was during the year of Shemitah. Therefore, it was Hefker. You could take it. Amar, and he said, and he goes and he says to this woman, Hari Kulchem, Kudesh, Sliba Kalkola Zu, all of you are married to me with this basket. V'armu chacham said, Ein achayus mikudashus, said that the women are not married. The sisters are not married. And what do we see from that? Achayus hudein mikudashus. Hanachios mikudashus. The other ones they are. Hechidami, but what exactly are we talking about over here? Ile medarmu kulchem, if he said, all of you, then kine at v'chamorhu, v'at v'chamor, Lokana. Since we know these five women, two of them are sisters, therefore the marriage can't work with them. The marriage doesn't work with any of them, and if he's trying to marry all of them, and this is similar to a case, if a person says, yeah, you acquire this and the donkey acquires it. Vat v'chamor lokana. In such a case, someone speaks like that, nothing happens. Not even the person gets it. Beep, turn the page. Then off of the base. Ella lav da amr luhu achas mikem. He must have said what he meant was one of you. Rashi says, the lav at v'chamorhu dim kidezu lo kidezu. If he's married to one of them, he's not married to the other. V'katani ein achayus mikudashos. And the Mishnah comes and says that the sisters are not married to him. Oh, what do we see? That kiddushin is no good when it doesn't allow to be a, it's in Masur Mabia, which goes against what Abai seems to be saying. So we got a kasha and Rava and a kasha and Abai. Says Gemara, li Rava kasha resha, la Abai kasha sefer. We can do it now. Abai mataritz tamei, Abai is going to explain for himself. Rava tamei, he'll explain himself. Abai mataritz tamei, Abai, that was the last question we asked. He'll explain for himself with his own logic. Hamakadosh Isha Bita. The Mishnah starts off that if someone marries a woman and her daughter at the same time, or a woman and sister at the same time, Enim Gedoshes are not married. Ha'achas Meisha, Obita Meisha, Vachosa. But if it was one of the two of you, Megudashes, then it does work, even though he didn't say which one. But if the man came and he said, I want to be married to any one of you that it's mutter to be with me in Tashmish, and Mekudeshes, and it's not considered Mekudeshes. Umaisa nami b'chamesh nashim. Now he's explaining this is still a bay. Umaisa nami b'chamesh nashim. It also happened that there are five women, Ubehem Shteichos, there are two sisters. V'likerachet kakal shaltein. Of Armin, he said, How are you, Limi, Kem, Tiskadish, Li, one of you who is fit to me, we married to me, V'armicham, they said, Enachos Mekudeshes, and they said that the sisters are not married. So according to Abai, he's now okay because he's explaining the Mishnah to say that if a person says a lushin of let any of you who I'm mutter to have tashes would be married to me, then it's not going to work. But if he didn't say that, then taka, it would work. The Rav Matas, the time he's going to explain himself, if one marries one out of the two of them, either one of the two of the sisters, Nasa Kami, it's considered like Shakira Shisho Bita, Oisha Chosakakas, like they did at the same time. Vainam Gadesh is not married. Umay Sanami, we have a story which goes ahead and explains this. Nami, Bechamish Nasha, Behem Shayachos, the two sisters, Vika Haska, Kola Shatan, Bama, Ari, Kulchamachas. They say they are not married. So far, Rabbi Abaye and Rava both slipped out of these kashas, and now we continue on to go ahead. Now we're going to try to knock out Rava. Toshima. Rava is the one that said that Kiddushin, the Tzamasur, and the Bia is not considered Kiddushin. The Zogta Gemara. Toshima. Hamekadesh. Hamekadesh has bitostam. If someone marries his daughter, meaning he marries off his daughter, Hamakadesh Bito Stam. It doesn't say which daughter. Rashi says Achas Mibinosecha Mekudeshes Li. He's like one of the daughters will be married to me, some guy. Eina Bogros Beklal. The Bogros, the older daughter, is not included. Rashi says Bogeret Bogros Harbe. Ain Achas Mem Besafik Kedushin Alalit Lehatzrich Get Lavish Eina Berushusa Lekabelu Kedushin. He's not interested to get Kedushin. Hakitanos Beklal, which implies that the women are Rashi's Vitzichos Get Lefil Harbe. Even if there's many of them, that's going on over here. Each one of them has to get a get because maybe she's the one. Vamai, but why? Kiddushin Shem Asur and Labinu. This Kiddushin is not given over to Bia. And according to Rava, it's not considered Kiddushin altogether. So what's the problem here? To Yufta de Rava, we knock enough Rava. Amilcha Rava, Rava would say back. Kachaba Mayaskinan, what are we dealing over here? What is the case? This is a Gemara later on in Samar Tala, by the way. As his brother, Masor Sashas. We're talking about the case where there's only two daughters there, Gedola and a Ketana. So therefore, you can only talk about the Ketana over there, and that's why it's considered married. Ha, Bogos Ketana, Ketani. But the Mishnah says that the father had many daughters, which means that there was more than one Ketana as well. Says Rashi, Tuva, Kavasada, Kinan, Alkarcha, Haktanas Bechlal, the Ika, Tarti means at least two of them. No, my Bogos, what does it mean when it says Bogos in plural? Bogos da Alma. It means the general principle of a girl that's in the state of a Bogeres. Rashi explains that Kol Ish Yesh Lo Bas Bogeres, Ein Osana Bogos Bechlal, Kedushin Shekibala Avia. So all it means is that once you reach a certain age, you're not included in their marriage. But it's one individual and the other. It's one Gadol, one Ketana. One Gadol, one Ketana. Iachi Maila Memra. If that's really true that the Mishnah is teaching us, then what exactly are you telling us? Obviously, we don't have to tell us anything. We would figure that out ourselves. Rashi says, Iyamar Bishlama Badika Tuva Itzich Lemisni. If there's many of them, you have to teach it to us. Mishum Diyuka Dida. Lameda, Koktanas, Bechlal, Ashmina, the Kedushin, Shemus, and Labia, have a Kedushin against Rava. Elhashta, lo, Ihu, Itzrech, Velo, Diuka, Didai, Itzrech, and any of them, the Pshita, the Bogeres, Ain Lo Rishus, there's no Rishus to give the mayor of the Bogeres, Ain Khan, O, the Elokitanas, only one left, the Kedushin, Mesur, and Labia, Ain, O, Pshita, our Kedushin, of course it's going to be married. So what are you saying? It says, Gmar, Achmai, Skinan, the Shavise, Shaliach. We're talking about a case where the daughter sets up her father to be a shliach to take kedushin from anyone who comes to him. Rashi says the kachal lechol abba. Ma the tamei you would have thought ki mekabel kedusha adaiti di daka mekabel when the father is accepting kedushin he's doing it with his adult daughter in mind because she made him as a shliach. Kamashbon dol shavikenish midi de isle hanamine. Person's not going to leave over something he's going to get enough. Rashi says the kesef kedusha shalo the kesef of the ketana comes to him. And go and do it for somebody else. Therefore, that's what we're talking about if he says Bagudashas. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Milo Skinan da Armor Lay Kiddushin Lididach. Aren't we dealing with the case where she says to him, the money is yours? Rashi says, Kushihi, Vichilo Shamina Minami Masisna Filo Armor La Avia Kiddushai Lididcha Katani Nami Dika Bechlal. Right? That's the case, and therefore he's going to get enough from her also. So now, how do you know? Says my filo hachi lo shavikinish with the dirami alei. A person wouldn't leave over a mitzvah that applies to him. Rashi says the chsev the esbenosechem tenu la nashim. A pasuk in Yirmiyah of oven mitzvah dirami alei to do mitzvah is not placed upon him to be a shliach for his other daughter. Point is, once again, Abai and Rava are both still very much alive. Rava survived that attack. Now we're going to take the flip approach and try to bring a raya for Abai, the Kiddushin that's not Moshe Labia, is still going to work. Toshima, let's take a look, because we know we have a Mishnah coming up on Samach Dalet on the Beis. Mishi Eshel Shtei Kite Bonos Mishtei Nasim. Someone has two groups of daughters from two different wives. I remember this case from, we also have this in the Darim, a wild case over here. So the Amen, he says, Ki dashti is biti hagadola. I married off my biti hagadola. Veni odea im gadola shem gadola. Does it mean, because he has four kids over here. Two daughters from his first wife and two from his second wife. Clearly the second ones are younger. So when he says, I married off, Ki dashti is biti hagadola, there's two gadolas over here. There's the gadola of the gadolas and the gadola of the katanos, right? The gadola of the first wife and the gadola of the second one. Veni odea im gadola shem gadola shem gadola. So maybe it means the kitana of the gedolos, the second child from the first marriage, which is bigger than the other ones. So therefore, we don't know which one it is. Kulan asuros. Therefore, all of them are not going to be asur to marry anyone else, chutz mikitana shemikitanas, except for the smallest of all of them, because clearly she is not meant to that statement. Divrei Rabbi Meir, azag zot Rabbi Meir. Kumtach ois kedusha that's not maser labia is still considered kedushin because you don't know who's married to him, and yet we still say it's a good marriage. As Gemara no hakamai skinan kisha huku labasof nisarvu. We're talking about a case in which all the daughters, it was clear which daughter he was given over. He was saying which one it was, but then afterwards he forgot which one he was saying. Rashi shahukru b'shas kiddushin pirishlo. He said, this one. Wait a minute, did I say that one? Who did I say? L'basof nisarvu shachach ezigadola pirishlo. He didn't remember which one it was that he was dealing with over here. So at the time it was given over, it was masalabia, but then afterwards he got all confused. Dekanami, you can also get this out from the type of the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah, you can infer this from the reading of the Mishnah itself. To katani eini yodei, he says, I don't know which one of the velo katani ein yadu. He didn't say it's not known. So it comes out that that's the answer, and therefore we don't have a raya to Abai. Says Rashi, says Gemara, Ihachi Ma'ilamemra. If that's really true, then what's the chiddush over here? Obviously, if the father said at the time of marriage which one it's going to be, then it's masa labia, and of course it's going to be good. And you don't have to teach me this over here. What's the chiddush? Says Gemara, Lafuki midu Rabbi Yosi. This is coming to exclude that which Rabbi Yosi says. A person would not put himself into a state of say of suffix. Rashi says, "Haskir shem gedola im lo gedola shabakulan." If he didn't mean the oldest of all of them, shem yishtaka chadaver shlo yebs besuffix. A person wouldn't speak like that. Kamash Malan, the machis in ishnafshilasreka. Person will do such things. They'll talk in such a way. So that's what we're going to say. Okay, let's try again. Now, another attempt to show that Abaye is correct, that if Kiddushin that's not Masalabi is still considered Kiddushin. Toshima, let's go back to Yavamos. Mishikidish achas mishtechos. If someone goes in, he marries one of two sisters. Venu days of Kiddush doesn't know which one he married. Nosin get lazu, veget lazu, is to give a get to each one of them. Now hold on 1 second. Obviously, this case is a good marriage. You have to give a get to each one, but it's also a Kiddush that's not Masa Labia. So therefore, we still see it's Kiddush, and so Rai for Abaye. It's the same idea we said before. It was recognized at the time, but then it got all confused afterwards. You can also learn out from the lashon of the Mishnah, the katani eino yodea, velo katani eino yadua. Says Gemara, same question. What's the chiddush? Obviously, we would know that that's the case. You wouldn't have to teach us this. So the Gemara says, you're right. There is no chiddush there, but seifa itshichilei is really needed to teach us for the seifa. Mace. Velo ach echad. If the guy who got married to the woman who doesn't know which one it was, and then he dies, and now he has one brother there, now he has to do yibum chalitza. What does he do? Because the first brother didn't know who the wife was. What's he supposed to do? Cholitz ashtem is to chalitza on both of them, because doing chalitza on only one might be that was never the woman, the wife in the first place. So do chalitza on both. And you can't do yibum on one of them because it ended up might being that that's actually not the wife altogether. So then we're stuck because the other one's being sent out with nothing. You're just marrying a random woman. Now we're stuck. If you had two brothers, then one should do chalitza with one of them, and afterwards the other one should do yibum, because we wanted to be able to do the mitzvah of Yibum, and worst case, it's not the wife, so you're marrying another woman. Im kadmu v'kantu, but let's say, actually, the two brothers decided to go ahead and take each one for themselves a wife. We don't go ahead and take him out. We don't make him get divorced. Rashi says, I feel lokinus harishon Esivimto upaga ba'achos sukukaso me'achshir kansa hasheni paka zika v'hutra l'rishon l'kayma da'achos sukuka d'rabbanani v'lo kansi le'lahotzi. So what that means is that lo afil lo kines harishon esivimto, if the one that the first brother, let's say, actually did yibam with is really the Avama, then he's allowed to marry her, and everything's great. And even if she's not the Avama, then it's only an Isidurabanan of marrying the sister of the Zakuk, right? That is Achos Zakukaso. And it's Isidurabanan. And so therefore he's not in the in Isser of Midurabanan either, since his brother ended the Zakuka by doing Yibam with the real Yavama. Now, what we did teach, though, nonetheless, is that when there's two brothers, the way it should work out is first one of them does chalitza and the other one does yibam. But don't do yibam and then chalitza. Because if they were to do it like that, we do yibam first, and the first brother might actually be over the Isidur Abanan of marrying the sister of the Zakuka that has to be married, the real wife. All of that, though, was a side point to say that you're right, we didn't have to actually teach that then, and we don't have a proof for, we didn't have to teach it for that, we didn't teach it for the Seifa, but we don't have a proof for Abaye anymore over here. Two more Tashemas until we finally come out with an answer. Says the Gemara Tashema, let's try again to bring a raya again that you don't need to have Kedushin's Masa Labia. In other words, it's going to be of like Abaye against Rava, which is how we're going to end, by the way. Foreshadow. Only six cases like this where Abaye wins. Tashema, Shnaim Shekitsu Shtei Achoyos. You have two people marry two sisters. Two guys, they're not related to each other, no Shaykhus, but they marry two sisters. Zeh in Yodea Ezu Kiddush, Zeh in Yodea Ezu Kiddush. Each one doesn't know which one they married. They married twins, they got all confused. Zeh no sin Shtei Gittin, Zeh no sin Shtei Gittin. Each one has to be given two Gittin. Aye, but it's Kiddush, that's some Asir Labiya, so it shouldn't work all together. What you can do now, Rava? Says Gemara, no. Hachanami shukul himself. Desire, we're talking about a case where they knew and they got mixed up. So Dekanami, because we learn that from the Lashon, the Gedani Eni Odea, the Gedani Eni Adua, not that it's not noon. Shema Mina. So therefore, Rebbe's still alive. Says Gemara, Yachim Adam Mimor. It's a Kiddush, obviously. No, Seifa is Shechalei. It was needed to teach about a Seifa, which is going to build on that case. Mace Vilaze Ach, Lazel Ach. Let's say that both of the men die and each one left over a brother. Zeh cholitz shteihem, v'zeh cholitz shteihem. Each one has to do chalitza to both of them. Lazeh echad v'lazeh shnayim. Let's say if one of the dead guys left over one brother, and the one left over two brothers, beep, turn the page, nun beizem and aleph, then ha'echad cholitz shteihem, the one brother does chalitza on both of them, v'ashnayim echad cholitz v'chad miyamim, one of them does chalitza, one of them does yibam. Im kadum v'kansu, but if both the brothers actually ended up marrying them, einu otzino samayotam, and take him out of hand, to dafka milchatz chavahadar yibume, but it's got to be first to chalitza and then yibam. Av yibim hadar milchatz, lo, don't do that, to kapaga b'yivam l'shuk, because if you end up doing chalitza, if you do yibam first and then you do chalitza, then this woman maybe belonged to the other guy, the other dead guy, and therefore you're being pago yavam l'shuk, and that's a problem. You can't, that's an doraisa there. That's why you don't do that. Okay, last but not least, so we see that Bai and Rava are both fair ground for each other. Rava says that it's got to be Kiddushin's Masur Labi, although it's not Kiddushin. And Bai says even if it's not Masur Labi, it's still considered Kiddushin. Ta Shemat, Tani Tav Yume, Lazech Hamish Abanam, let's say one guy has five sons. Lazech Hamish Abanam, this guy has five daughters. And the guy says, let one of your daughters be married to one of my sons, but it didn't say which one it was. Kolachas Vachas, Tzricha Hamisha Gittin, each one of them need five Gittin from each of the sons, because we don't know who's married to who. If one of them, if it didn't happen and one of the brothers died, now kol achas achas yucha arba gittin, need four gittin, v'chalitza mechem, they need chalitza from one of them to get him out of it. Aye, but this is kiddush shen mesur labia, and therefore shouldn't work all together, which goes against Rava. What are you going to say now? V'chitim, and if you want to try to get out of this, we're saying, ha'chanami kishohoka l'basof nizar, you want to say, oh no, they knew, but then it got mixed up afterwards. Ha'achas b'min osecha lechad b'min ha'ikatani, it says straight up, one of your sons to one of my daughters, which means you don't know who it is, yet still works. T'yufta, d'ravat t'yufta, this knocks off, bam, sucker punch, south pub, knock him out, and it's, yeah, Rava's down for the count. Knocks out Rava, and we know Kiddushin, that's not Masir Labiyah, is still considered kiddushin, unlike Rava, like Abaye b'Hilchosah. Kavasi d'Abaye, the halacha is like Abaye b'Yaal Kegam in six cases known as Yaal Kegam. These are the six cases in Shas we pass like Abaye over Rava, and those cases are Yish Lomidas, Edim Zomimin, Lechi Omid Me'elav, Kiddushin Shalom Nimtzu Lebiya, which is what we just saw now, and Giloi Daita Begite. What did I miss something? Giloi Daita Begita, and last we saw in Gita, and the last but not least is Mumer Ochel Nevelis Lahachis. Those are the cases where we are passing like Abaye over Rava, and this is one of them. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.